the truth.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Okay, here we go. This is called Intimacy Challenge.
That is completely ridiculous.
Why?
Because of basic common sense.
Which isn't that common anyway.
So you don't think honesty is important?
I love honesty.
Do you lie to me?
Do we have to do this right now?
Who throws a get-together first Friday back?
They missed us.
Sophia, on their honeymoon, they missed us. So where are they right now?
Maybe they're in the kitchen.
Maybe they're in a pantry playing Eyes Wide Shut Twister.
Sophie! Angel, please help me counter this nonsense.
What about lies that protect?
How do you two feel about lies and cheating?
But cheating? He's got disrespect in it. That's a problem. But lies, lying isn't that deep.
Sophie, you co-sign that?
We lie more than we pass gas.
Oh, Angel.
It actually takes lies to have a good marriage. If you want to
talk about alternative facts.
Nancy, the truth. It's just lies that haven't been smoked out yet.
I'm only 5 minutes away. I never watch reality TV. Size doesn't matter. I weigh whatever I said I weigh. You're breaking up. I'll call you back.
Oh,
your butt trumpeting. That's human.
No,
that's
this
human.
Theory, this theory human. Is up there with Freud, with Einstein, and
with
Yoda.
And check it out. What about the most condescending, patronizing line of all time?
Which one?
Baby, it's not you.
No,
it's me.
All of that is disgusting.
Hey, Chris, can you
drop
the music?
I got you.
You two ducked off and stole a quickie.
It's not stealing if we're in our own house.
Yes.
You know this.
Babe, can you get the bottle?
The bottle. You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Just asked you to get it.
I heard you. I just don't think.
Chris, heart, please.
Yeah, that better be blue label after all this time.
Okay. So in Greece, north of the Aegean Sea, we got
what a nice
that.
Bottle. Mm-hmm. Looks like a Fabergé egg.
A genie's lantern.
It's like a hookah vase.
Okay, peanut gallery. Okay, just no spades, no Netflix, God, no Pictionary tonight.
Amen.
Instead, I propose an intimacy challenge.
A who?
Love y'all, but I'm not doing no orgy.
That's not
you know what?
No.
Just hear me out, okay?
This
is lotus extract. It's aged over like centuries. We smuggled it back from the island of Thassos.
When you drink it, short-term memory is completely lost.
I think winos call that a blackout.
No, you don't. You don't pass out.
No, it just loosens you up, you know, and then whatever you say.
Or do 10 minutes after drinking it.
You just have no recall.
Zero.
But
I have that
why
recall.
A sex challenge?
Okay, no, I said intimacy, Sophia. You said sex.
Oh, well, you say tall, I say small.
And I say, baby, we should do something else.
Because
I don't know if this is.
How are you so sure this lotus works?
We saw it. And you know, I'm gonna do it too.
Okay, then I'm in.
Me too.
Yes!
I'd rather just drink the scotch.
Wait, so the ladies are game, but not their men?
Right.
The ladies are nosy.
Exactly. No, this is a backdoor ruse for our wives to dig in.
Oh, no. Look, pairing was totally random, Seth. Like, our six drinking glasses were actually three pairs. So whoever matches the glass you took, meet your partner. And I took the last glass.
Take a chance. Okay, of all the pairings, I get my husband?
I totally want to play now.
Of course you do.
Samantha, you're improvising this on the fly.
Exactly, you know, and it does not have to be sexual. Just put any load down. The point is just to bungee jump and, like, break our monotony.
All right, what the hell, I'm in.
Yes! Oh, I love you, baby. Ooh, wait, you guys, one more catch. You guys, within each pair, we need to, like, flip a coin. Heads, drinks, tails, doesn't, so that, you know, somebody stays conscious and somebody can fly blind.
Why?
Because it makes sense, right? Hemingway said the best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. So tonight, we are talking Lotus, we're talking Risk, we're talking Trust.
Samantha, you just open and pour already, baby.
Could you close the windows?
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just letting all the air out.
You open the windows. All of them.
Just close them. How hard is that? No radio.
Maybe we can hear that new...
Angel!
All right, so no talking, windows closed, and no radio. Anything else? Sophie, babe, why are we avoiding talking about that Lotus game?
Because that was the plan.
It's in this car between us now.
You really don't remember how you ended up in your underwear.
You said it was harmless.
It was, but that's not the point.
I was practically anesthetized.
You were never unconscious.
The coffee table was broken. Nancy was locked in a closet, and you don't think I'm trying to remember?
It's only 15 minutes.
Yeah, that I'm nervous about.
Why?
Yeah, over how you're reacting to whatever I... Pick a range.
A what?
Yeah, or a category. Actually, pick one of each.
Why?
Yeah, then I give you a confession based on your selection. Range is, I don't know, childhood, teenage, adult, before marriage, during marriage.
No, stop.
And no, categories are family, work-related, embarrassment, pride,
no.
Protection. Baby, just give me a hint about what I said. A whiff.
No.
A direction to lean
Angel,
in.
Stop it. Game is over.
Good, right. So no more games. Let's cut a deal right now. No, I tell you two equal things that it could be, three, four. Right? And since one of them is it, I came clean. And what with what you know and three other things while not on the Lotus.
Wait, so you've actually got four things?
Right,
equal
just
lies?
Listen, can I get credit for
oh, credit,
doing this?
Credit, like,
yes.
Like how a bank approves loans?
Exactly.
Yeah, because banks do credit checks.
Yeah, and you married
yeah,
me.
And you just copped to holding offshore accounts.
Well, I know I've never cheated on you.
Thank you. I give you credit for marriage fidelity.
Sophie.
I want to be quiet.
You now know things that I don't know.
You know everything that you know. Everything. You just don't know what you told me.
How come you hold all the cards? Why do you get to skate free?
What the hell is in your closet? Who am I married to?
You got all the power here.
Over a coin flip that you jumped
could,
in front of me
could,
and
could
called.
Could you stop
which
my
was
wording,
completely unfair.
Please? Could my voice actually mean something in the conversation? Please?
I'll jump. I'll bungee without any Lotus. And no games, I'll tell you.
Thank you, finally.
My
thank
secret
you.
Only.
What?
I'll tell you, but only what I said, my secret.
I set it for 5:30.
Night. Love you.
Good night. Could you, are we really going to go to bed like this?
Like what, tired?
At odds.
Ugh, we're not at odds.
I'm shocked by what you told me. Well, I mean, not shocked.
Disappointed?
Duped.
Yeah. And you've got four whoppers of your own, at least.
Yeah, so we are at odds.
Look, I told you my lie. I'm embarrassed and I'm ashamed, but at least, now I'll sleep better.
Okay, at least you'll sleep better. Okay, good, fine. Nice. Enjoy. Okay. I'll get back to you on this.
I'm not out to get you.
Okay.
Angel.
What? I thought we're sleeping now.
I have another idea.
Hmm.
Okay.
Come here. Come here.
No, could you stop? What? I don't want. Just put it. All right. Well, no, I do want. I like that. Stop it. No. You know what? See, that's not fair. I don't. Because you do that. It's
a little bit of that.
Okay. No. Could you stop? Put them back on.
You have to give them to me in order for me to put them back on. This is a first.
Well, we got things hanging over us at this particular juncture.
You still want attention.
Would you stop? Yes, I do. But you're... No, because you know why? Because you're faking being on some higher road.
What, faking? What, you pressed me until I broke our fucking Lotus vow? You exposed yourself and your secrets. You literally have my panties in your hand right now, yet you're holding out on making love. I'm the one feeling the breeze. I shouldn't be the more upset here,
exactly,
okay?
So stop with the let's make love and just admit it. You're mad at me.
Oh, yeah, because rage would make this so much easier for you.
If you don't accept...
Wouldn't it?
Either you're acting like you're over it, which spells out revenge is coming in all caps, or maybe you worked it out without me about me. I mean, that either comes with pity or some other kind of judgment. I mean, truth is, you want honesty, I want trust. So, what do we do? What if Samantha was onto something?
Fuck Samantha.
Well, maybe a game could help us here.
The truth isn't a game.
No, I'm trying to make this fair.
No, you're trying to win. Shit, only a newlywed would let a married couple pair up in any honesty challenge.
Intimacy challenge.
Yeah, and intimacy without honesty is reckless. It's porn. Oh, God. We don't have intimacy.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
No, we don't.
You don't have to go that extreme, all right?
You said you lie like you fart. Like, that's what you've been doing in our relationship? Just fucking shitting all over my trust in you by withholding things from me?
I think sex is now not really going to be so appetizing.
Yeah, well, what if I want sex from you because that's the one thing you can give me?
The plan was simple. We'd all trust while under the influence.
What the heck does trust while under any influence even mean? I'm serious.
We've stumbled into honesty, facing off against trust. Can we agree that's where we are? Can we agree on that?
You want me to talk now? I thought...
I'm just sorry. Asking you...
You're right. Honesty versus trust.
Yeah, in a battle for intimacy. Let's just keep going with a game that we understand. Okay?
Okay.
I'll make the first move. Would you turn me in?
Turn you in where?
To police.
Angel.
Answer the question.
Why? That's ridiculous.
Well, you know,
to even ask me that.
The truth can be lumpy.
We were talking about something else earlier, and you're trying to scare me away from that conversation.
No, at this point, after tonight, I'll tell you everything. I will.
Well, then tell me.
After you tell me this first. Maybe you not knowing is protecting you. Maybe law breaking is in the mix here. So, tell me. Do you still want to know?
Intimacy Challenge. It was written by James Dorsling and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. You can find out more on our website, thetruthpodcast.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can find out more at magnettheater.com. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.